Blog Talk Radio.
I need to hire an engineer, but I don't want an engineer anymore after that last experience. Holy shit. Last time, the last engineer we fired got thrown off YouTube because he's a bitch. He went and I don't want to get into it. All right. I don't want to get it. We do what we do here. All right. We do what we do. We have fun. Do you want to get to what happened last night? Because in the night before and going on? I don't know if I want to talk about it. Last night's show, my brain tweaked. I lost my brain last night. It tweaked. I don't know how else to explain it. I'm talking complete nonsense. I was talking to nobody last night. I was tweaked out of my brain. There is no other, there's no excuse. There's no nothing. I mean, an apology would never be enough for wasting your time last night, but I've done over 5,000 shows. I've been under, last night my brain broke. It broke. I don't know what happened. Well, I know what happened. I know what happened. And somebody brought it up live on the air last night, and I told everybody what's going on. And, you know, sometimes things get out of hand, and we do what we do. I am an official dirtbag. Yes, I am a dirtbag. Yep, 100%. If wanting to have fun and getting laid every night is makes me a dirtbag, then put me at the top of the line. Along with the other 150 million males that live in this country. All right. Any guy that doesn't like this lifestyle, doesn't like to do what we do, he thinks, he dreams that he does what we do. Right now there's millions of men laying in bed with a woman they can't stand. No chance of sex, no chance of anything. The only chance you have, the only reason you're with this woman right now is because she's going to take your money. But sometimes you need to maybe do the math. Do the math of happiness. Listen, guys, your cock only lasts so long. You only have so many hours on your cock. You only have so many uses of your cock, and then it just dies, and he's done. One day you wake up and your cock will never work again. And you're still going to be laying next to that woman who drives you crazy every day, makes you do shit you don't want to do, makes you wear clothes you don't want to wear, makes you work a job you don't want to work, makes you pay a mortgage on a house you don't even like. The only enjoyment of life anymore is when you get to spend that fucking 2.5 hours in the garage and drinking Bud Light out of a pussy top can. And these are the guys that just doesn't understand. We do what we do. You don't understand it. Okay? You don't understand it. What you see is on movies. What you see is what you see on the news. And what you, this righteous path of gaining points of being a good guy, even though you don't want to be a good guy. I mean, being a good guy is basically just giving up on all your hopes and dreams and just sitting around being beat by a woman every day, beat down. There's a few great women out there that do nothing but lift their men, but there's not many. There's not many, trust me. I've not met many, but I have met some. Don't get mad. I mean, we've gotten the emails. And the calls. And the, yes, my brain did tweak last night. I got tweak brain. It tweaked. It vanished. I was talking to people that weren't there. I'm scared to listen to it because the emails I've gotten, they were very troubling. Very troubling last night. And I really don't know if I ever want to listen to last night's show. I don't know. I didn't even... Usually after the show, I'll, you know, load the show up, put it on video and put it out. Last night, I was so tweaked and so freaked out in the things that were said last night and admitted to, quite frankly, could end me back into the places I don't want to go. And I had to go in and get an IV today, coffee and a fat burger. I had to go to the sauna. Had to sweat it all out. And then I had to rehydrate after that. And now I'm fine. Now I'm fine. I'm not, I will not do anything but marijuana for at least tonight. But yes, did things get out of hand? Yes. Did things get expensive? Yes. But when getting laid is this easy and everything, they said, Johnny, everybody warned me. I go, how could you ever leave this place? They're like, it'll hit you one day. It'll hit you. And it hit me last night. We're not wired for as much pleasure as I've received. We're not wired for the amount of smiles I've had. We're not wired as humans to live this kind of lifestyle. And yes, I already cleared day 14, okay? So I'm already cleaned up for tomorrow because it is after midnight. Just wanted to send the good old ex off and back to the Midwest last night. She came over before she left tonight. I gave her a good old goodbye fucking, and we'll see her in the future, hopefully. Hopefully she'll be back on the show. Maybe she'll be real next time. Maybe there'll be a real caller. Maybe, you know, not just in my mind. I had a full conversation with my wife last night. She wasn't even there. Like I said, man, I tweaked. It tweaked out. Things got out of hand. But you start out just having straight sex with women, then you're having orgies, and now I'm like, I don't even want to go down there. I don't even want to run the game tonight. So I was completely tweaked out of my mind. 2 days ago, my brain was officially weird. My brain danced on glass and it fell down. Like I said, last night is a very, very sick and demented dive into a man that is experiencing complete madness. Complete and utter madness last night. It just keeps getting weirder and weirder, and I get hornier, and one chick isn't enough, but they didn't get to have two. This weekend was insane. I just stayed in my room Friday night, Saturday night, and I just ordered in. I ordered in pussy. I did. I ordered it in. I ordered all my food in, didn't leave. And when you start ordering pussy in, problems come with it. Substances come with it. They have extra substances available for an extra price. And before you know it, you're dancing on glass. And you're like, do you have a girlfriend that you could send over? Do you have any other colleagues? And next thing you know, there's another prostitute over. And there's more smoke in the air. And then there's another prostitute coming over. And I didn't sleep. I did not sleep until early today, later today. I went to sleep at 6 p.m., finally. And then I called another one. And I kind of lost track. I spent $21,000 last night in the last 2 days. $1,000 I spent on pussy and drugs. $21,000 in 2 days. I think somebody helped themselves to some money. It's fine, though. It's all gambling money. It's throwaway money. When you win gambling money, it's just throwaway money. It's free money. You can do whatever you want with it. It's extra money. Extra, extra. I'm doing really good on these baseball picks. Really good. So I had so much extra money. I'm like, why do I even want to get a free one tonight? Why don't I just help out the working girl economy? And room 423, the door was swinging in and out. I had sex with six women. And one, I don't even want to admit this, transgendered woman, who, by the way, this chick goes, I go, do you got any other friends? Because you just keep fucking and fucking and fucking, and you don't come. You don't come because you're all geek, you know, you're all messed up. it just kept going and going and going, and the girls kept coming in, and she shoved me the last one. Was transgender, but she didn't tell me she was transgender, but god damn it, she was fucking hot. She looked like Pamela Anderson. The tits, the face, the hair, the bikini, the just everything. She came over, and I finally had run out, and I had sex with her for a good 35 minutes, and I just couldn't come. I just couldn't come. Couldn't come. And then she started to blow me, and then she took the two fingers, shoved it way up in my ass. I've never had fingers in my ass before like that. Hit my G-spot, and I had like almost 48 hours worth of cum that just exploded everywhere. I mean, like, I think it came out of her nose. But there wasn't, I don't know, it was the big payoff to the weekend. And then the sun came up, and it's starting to come down. I'm starting to come down really hard, and it sucked every ounce of fluid out of my body. It is. And then, you know, this is the dirtbag part. Then my wife comes over before she leaves, and I bang her after good sex with street hookers. Does that make me a bad guy? Ooh, boy. Hope she's okay. Boy. But it's been a rough weekend. But I got the IV today. Like I said, I sweated out. Got some good food into me. Got my teeth brushed. Got all this shit out of my system. Had a couple cheeseburgers today, and we had some pizza for dinner, and, you know, feeling good, got the carbs back in, the fluids are tapped back up to the top, but the doctor told me today, he goes, dude, you can only do this, you can't come in every other day, once a week, I'll do it this time, but from here on out, man, you're going to start getting, you're going to have, your veins are going to start collapsing, you're going to look like a heroin addict, you can't come in for that many IVs, but I'm going to give you to this one last time. And that's it. I'm going to be a good boy tonight. Sunday night, I'm just going to, after the show tonight, I'm just going to have, eat the rest of my pizza. Just drinking Coca-Cola tonight, no alcohol. And I'm smoking the best weed ever, though. Today, too. Like I said, bounce back in 3 seconds with this Manila Gorilla Kush. It is, I hope the company wants to sponsor me because I have nothing but good things to say. And now I'm back to normal. My brain is fine. Me talking to somebody who wasn't there last night scared me. The fact that it was so out of my mind. I was so twisted up last night that I had sex with six women. And the only one that got me off was the trans. So not only am I worried about the drug addiction, which I'm not. I'm not. I only do it in little spurts, little benders here and there. Can't do it every day. But now you got to think, you know, I'm a sex addict, I'm a drug addict. Now I might be gay. I don't even know. Out of jail gay. We'll talk about jail gay. We're going to do that Tuesday night. We got a special show put together for that already. So, yeah, I got a lot to think about tonight. Brain is starting to freeze, man. So, like I said, we do what we do. All right, we go out and we have fun. We have sex. You know, there was some video shot. I'm not going to lie. There's some video shot. There's some videos out there. There's a lot of videos out there. The orgy video is up to 14 million views on Pornhub. 14 million people have seen the orgy on Pornhub. Not only, plus the sharing and all that. And we did some videos and we did, and, yeah. Remind me not to take my laptop in anywhere to get fixed because, well, my dad's not president. My dad's a fucking cocksucker. He's a, you know, narcissistic ex-NBA asshole that only sends checks. But, you know, my therapist, that's something we should talk to my therapist about, not the listening audience. So, yeah, it's Sunday. This show has been shit. I'm still scared to listen to last night's show. But we do what we do. We have fun. I did, you know, there wasn't one. This is the big point I wanted to bring up. And this is to people that do drugs. This isn't to you regular people. These are people that do drugs, okay? Enjoy your high. All right? Enjoy your high. Enjoy it. Quit beating yourself up for being high while you're high. You're high. You can tell yourself, this is what happens. You're going to go out, you're going to cop, and you're going to get high. And the whole time you're high, you're going to start crying, and you're going to go, I'm going to stop tomorrow. I got to stop. I just can't stop. Oh, I promise, man, no more drugs. Everybody that's high, every single person that's high, I can't stand these people. Oh, man, this is it. I can't handle it no more. Well, just enjoy tonight then. You're not getting high tomorrow. Worry about it then. Right now you're high. Enjoy it. You bought the drugs. You went out. You stole change out of people's cars while they were sleeping last night in the parking lot of hotels and parking garages all over the town. Somehow you come up with $20 to get yourself a score. And then you finally score, you get high, and then while you're high, you start stressing yourself out because you're high. So if you can't enjoy your drugs, if you get sad when you do drugs, and if you say the things, this is the last time I'm doing this, ain't doing this again, oh God, I'm doing drugs, hit another hit, buying more drugs, and all they are is miserable people. That's not getting high. That's getting low. Enjoy your drugs. Why are you beating yourself up? Enjoy being high. Listen to the music. Fuck 7 hookers in 2 days. You know, do whatever you want to do. We do what we do. And we like it. But enjoy your drugs. Enjoy them. So sick of these people, too. They get drunk. Oh, God, I'm an alcoholic. I got to quit drinking. I got to count days of the days I didn't have a drink. I'm a fucking pussy. You're drunk. Have fun. Worry about not doing drugs when you're not high or drunk. So sick of people that are all bummed out, man. Don't get bummed out when you're on drugs. Enjoy the drugs. Get bummed out when you're off the drugs. That's when time to be bummed out. Sick of it. Enjoy it. Spike it up. Go, let it go. You know, just let it go. Let all your fucking shit go. That's why you're doing the drugs anyways, is to not think about your problems. Half the chicks, too, they sit around and dance on glass and I'm getting my kids back, and tomorrow I'm going to quit doing this, and I'm going to get a job, and I'm going to go back to school. And I, no, you're not. Just enjoy your high. You're not doing any of it. You're not quitting. You're going to go out tomorrow, and you're going to load up metal. You're going to take a half of your trailers. You're going to take the steel off the side of your trailer and just put garbage bags up there and take it to the scrapyard to get $32, to get a six-pack of tall boys, and, you know, a quarter G, whatever you're getting. And then you're going to sit around in your trailer with no side to it because you sold it all to scrap metal, And you're going to be all bummed out the whole time you're high. You're not even going to enjoy the drugs. You don't even enjoy the drugs. You just get drunk. You get all bummed out. I'm sad because I'm high. No, you're not. You're high and you're not sad. So quit being so goddamn sad. Enjoy your high. All right? If you want to quit, worry about it when you're not high. Tomorrow. That's the only time you can quit. You can't. The drugs are already in you. It's not like there's a magical solution where they're going to come and just make you sober all of a sudden. Tomorrow when you wake up and you got the shakes and everything, that's the time to make the decision whether you want to do drugs or not. But if you're going to do drugs that day, enjoy them. Enjoy your drugs. It's sad. I know. Drug addiction is horrible, and it's ruined families, and it's ruined lives. I know, understand it's horrible. I do. I'm not talking about doing drugs. I'm not preaching to do drugs. I'm going to end up in a lot of trouble for what I did this weekend, all right? There's going to be consequences, all right? It was the funnest goddamn weekend I've ever had in my life. Yeah, I can't even. I'm not going to lie. Am I supposed to tell you that I didn't enjoy it? Did you enjoy having sex with seven beautiful women in 2 days? No, I didn't enjoy it. I didn't enjoy being messed up. Of course I enjoyed it. Am I going to look back on it and go, I don't know about that? Probably. But I'm looking back at it now while I'm sober and going, probably shouldn't do that again for a while. Probably not a good idea. Probably need to go to the free clinic tomorrow and get tested out. To be realistic, my dick will probably fall off after this weekend. But you know what? I had a goddamn fun weekend. And I enjoyed all of it. But now that I don't want to do it, I won't do it. It's that easy, people. It is that fucking easy. If you keep getting bummed out while you're high, you're going to be bummed out when you're sober, all right? And then when you get sober and you're super bummed out after being bummed out for fucking 12 straight hours, you've been bummed out because all you've done is sit around and cry because you're high. Then you're so bummed out the next day you got to get drugs again. You got to get drugs again to get high. And then you sit and the cycle goes every goddamn day. I know you're going to take this out of context, and I know you're not going to understand how this works. Okay, good. Enjoy your high. And if drugs are creating problems in your life, write a letter. Write a list down when you're sober. Okay. And be in a good mood. Do your drugs. You know, come off of them in a good mood. Clear your mind when you're on the drugs. Let the drugs work. You bought them. You paid for them. You're doing them. You might as well enjoy it. Don't sit around and get all bummed out. Is this episode going to be banned everywhere? Absolutely. Because we do what we do. We do what we do, and people don't understand that people are doing what we do. And they don't understand because they won't listen to what happens in real life. We have to sugarcoat everything. We have to cover videos up. We have to watch language. This is why people do what they do. This is why a woman will rip her trailer apart, rip the walls of her trailer up, decide to sell it for scrap. We do what we do, and we like it. So mind your own fucking business, all right? But last night is a really, 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 really good look for anybody that wants to live this type of lifestyle. What can happen to you and where it leads to and where rock bottom is. Last night is rock bottom. That was a wake-up call. And then I got up today, went to the doctor, sweated out, took a couple pills, smoked a little pot. Back to normal again, or square one. Got lucky. Don't have any weird bumps on my penis. It looks nice and clean. So we'll see. You know, I feel good. I'm not sick. I feel really good. I actually feel really good. If you heard last night's show and today's show after the IV and the sweat out, you wouldn't even know it's the same guy. But to look down on us because we do what we do, check yourself in the mirror, because you want to do what we do. You really, really, really want to do what we do. That's why you listen to the show, because you can't do what I do. Like I said, you're married. I don't know. You're worried about what people will think of you. You are trying to fight your carnal urges constantly because you think it makes you, I don't know. I don't know what it would. I guess there's guys out there when women are like, I want to fuck you. And they're like, oh, I can't. I'm married. I'm happily married. Nope. Not going to happen. Me, nope. Think so. Nope. No, I took an oath. Well, you do what you do. Okay, you do that. Because, you know, at the end, I don't know if anybody told you this, at the end, at the very end, you don't win anything. You don't win a trophy. All you win at the end of it is regret for not doing what we do. That's the only thing you'll get. There's no prize, only regret. Look next to you right now. And this goes for men and women. Look at what you're laying next to you right now. Just look. That's what you do. Do you like that? Do you? I can't leave. If she leaves me, I'm going to kill her. If I can't have you, nobody will. There's no need for any of that. Like I said many a times, take inventory. You can always start at zero. You can stay at 100 or start at zero, but staying at 100 is not doing you any favors. It's not bringing any joy or any happiness. Look next to you. Why are you laying next to that? And if you can answer that question with an honest answer, because there are people out there. I'm not doubting that there are couples out there that are magical, and I've met plenty of them. And a lot of the people will say, are you happy with what you're laying next to? And some people will say yes. They're very happy. They support each other and have a healthy relationship. And yes, they do enjoy sitting next to each other. But I can't be controlled by somebody, and you shouldn't have to be controlled by anybody. You should be able to do whatever you want to do when you want to do it. That's why we live in America, I thought. You know, we live in America. My free speech tonight's going to be sitting fucking choked up an asshole, I'll tell you that. But, man, we went long tonight. I had a lot to say. I know a lot of people are going to disagree with what I had to say tonight. But seriously, look at what you're laying next to. Or maybe you're living a lifestyle like mine, and you want to lay next to somebody. Maybe laying next to a new face every day is not fun for you. Maybe having to pay for it isn't your thing, because it never used to be mine. But that's all we got time for tonight. I want to thank everybody for listening. Tomorrow night we'll be back. Let's get to this weekend, and we'll be back tomorrow strong. Thanks, everybody, and please don't listen to last night's show. It was a fucking nightmare. It was a nightmare. And it's embarrassing because I am a schizophrenic weirdo that was talking to nobody. All right. Good night, everybody. Maybe. Why won't you play? God damn it. I got to stop getting high and try to run a radio show. Because you know what happens? Stuff like that. Telling you. Stuff like that. Good night, everybody. Hey, man. Watch us over at Rumble, MHH Network, all one word. Watch us over there. Got a lot of visions.
Hey, man, you are a loner. Hey, man, you got your needs. Hey, man, understand there ain't nobody to hold. You get home, all you got is. You get roses on your grave.
right, everybody, we are back on the After the Show podcast. We're back on Blog Talk. The podcast is back here again because of last night's program. We have been banned from iHeartRadio. We've been banned from, what's the big one? I don't even know. I'm so high right now. They're like, Johnny, what's with the songs? Why do you play the songs? Because I like to fucking smoke weed, all right? And is it fun listening to a guy smoking weed and not talking? No. The songs, like in the beginning of the show, that's me smoking as much fucking weed as I can get into me during the song in the first. That's how the show goes. So the show goes, you got to smoke as much pot as you can during the intro song. Then you're stoned enough until the next song comes. Then I smoke a little more. And then we do the after the live show podcast, which has now been we had 3 episodes up of this program. And it was on Spreaker, and it was on iHeartRadio, and it was on Google Play or whatever, Google Music, and then the Amazon Music or whatever, Prime. I don't know what the fuck. We had it everywhere. Well, now we have it 2 places, okay? The show is now 2 places you can get it. Actually, you can still get it on iTunes. iTunes, we're still up on iTunes. And we're also on Last.fm. And on the Last.fm, we were voted in the top 10 shows about weed. Very excited about over there, too. They're doing a really good job over at FM Player. And Podcast Catcher, they're doing a really good job with their channel over there, and it's doing really well in many other markets in the United States. Last night, we were down a little bit. I understand why. A lot of people dropped off because that was an insane man talking to an imaginary person. Very, 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 very unprofessional and very horrible. So we were down to 183,217. So we were down almost 60,000 people didn't listen to that last night. And I'll tell you what, I'm not going to do a show like that ever again. I don't think I'm going back. That was my last time doing that. It's frightening when you wake up. It's frightening. It's frightening what that does to you. It's frightening what comes out of your mouth when you're doing that. It's frightening that I have no soul. It's frightening. Very frightening. I think it's about time for a desert trip. A little ayahuasca. You know what I mean? A little peyote. Whatever. But like I said, it just keeps building and building and building and building and building and building. And you can't get enough. See, before I used to maybe pick up one woman a week. If that. Maybe one every couple weeks. I picked up a woman every day I've been here. Every day I've had sex since I've been here. 15 straight days I've had sex. And we're up to 23 women in 15 days, okay? And one trans. Only one trans. She may or may not come by tonight. I don't know, but might have been the most beautiful woman I've ever seen. Who needs a vagina when they look like that? Honestly, who needs a vagina? Who needs a vagina when they got skills? All right, let's just leave it at that. Who needs a vagina? Vaginas are overrated. Ain't going to get that one pregnant. That's one good thing, you know? Ain't going to get her pregnant. What's the worst that's going to happen? Your friends are going to find out? Oh, well. Oh, well. I mean, honestly, you've put other weird things in your mouth over the years. What's a penis here and there? Well, you know, what's a penis? Who knows? But But yeah, no, after last night's show, we got cut. We got cut, banned. We're not even allowed to put last night's show up on Rumble. Just said, hey, dude, no, just please. They're like, come on. Dude, no. No. And I'm like, you know what? I don't want anybody to fucking hear it anyways. So I'm fine. Now, is it still here? It's still here. Am I going to erase it? No, that's the pact I made with you guys. There's going to be some nights, you know, when you go on air every night fucked up out of your mind. And I don't even know what was said on the show last night. I don't even know what happened on the show. I haven't listened to it yet. I'm going to listen to it tonight. I'm going to sit in. I'm going to take the medicine. I'm going to figure out what everybody was freaking out about and why I've gotten banned from every major platform in America. Like I said, why is everybody so scared of some fucking stoner sitting in a hotel room in Las Vegas having fun? Why is everybody so fucking scared of a guy having fun? We get to see people get murdered on TV every day. We get to see this or that. But no, I'm deemed dangerous. I don't promote any drug use. I come on and I tell you what happened. That's all I can do. One more thing before we end the after show podcast here. I got one thing to get into before we leave. And I'm already done. I'm done with the Screenwriters Guild. I'm denouncing them. I'm no longer a member. And I will no longer work for that union. I don't want to be involved with that union. And be quite honest with you, that pension that's coming, they could suck my dick for that. All right, take the pension and shove it right up your fucking ass. I don't even fucking need it. I don't want it, and I don't give a fuck. I don't need you, all right? I had a really good gig lined up. I had a great fucking gig lined up, and you motherfuckers went on strike. I am fucking trying to make money now on my own because you're scared of me. You hated me when I was in the room riding with you fucking woke fucks. So maybe it's time that I hope the studios take a listen to what I have to say right now. This is a time we can pivot. And Wednesday, the actors are going on strike. Really? What actor could we not live without? Tomorrow. I could go out tomorrow and find 5 guys who look like Tom Cruise. I could go out and find 2 guys. I could go out and find 18 guys at a college that look like half of the guys here. You're not that special. I think somebody needs to tell all the actors and the writers, you're not that special. What's going on right now isn't any good. You're not putting any good programs on. Maybe a few, you know, Netflix maybe here and there, and HBO throws a couple of good shows out here and there. But on the most part, FX is doing a great job with shows. I'll give them that. But on the most part, the shit that you write sucks. You wrote the same SVU for 30 years, the same fucking episode. You write the same shit for monologues. You just write shit. And actors, $18 million we're going to pay you $18 million to pretend you're Spider-Man or whatever. Superhero movies? I could write a superhero movie in about 8 minutes. ChatGPT, write me a superhero movie. The only way you're going to beat AI is to come out with new, groundbreaking shows. Shows, by the way, that get banned everywhere. You don't want me around because I'm better than you. That's why you don't want me in your writing rooms. That's why, because I have an imagined fucking nation. Oh, man, he's coming from out of left field. No, I'm trying to do something different. I think the studio should listen right now. I think what you should do is not renew any contracts. Let them all go. Don't renew anything. Fuck the union. Let them all go. Because they're not writing anything that is any good. What movie have you seen lately in the last fucking 5 years that's been good? We went, oh my God, that's a fucking good movie. Not many. Where is the new Indiana Jones? Where is the new E.T. that's made in the last 5 years? Tell me what movie you're going to be watching 20 years from now that's been made in the last 5 years. What fucking movie? You're going to be like, oh, I got to see that. That was so good. Nothing. Seth Rogen can't make a movie anymore. James Franco is now banned. We can't. Everybody that has any type of an imagination can't make films. And, you know, guys like Judd Apatow is a complete cuck. Oh, yeah, Amy Schumer, you're hilarious. New York comedy is so great. New York comedy sucks. All them fucking... All right, I can't say what I want to say, but it's just a bunch of fucking uptight fucking dipshits who think that they're funny, and they're not. All right? Mark Norman is not funny. What actor is acted so good? I'm like, where's the new Newman? Who's our new Newman? Who's the new De Niro? Who are these new actors that are so good that they need a pay raise? Who are they? Who are these guys in their 20s that are such great actors? Which one stands out, huh? No, not the superhero guys. Those guys are all in their 30s now. Which guy in their 20s right now is the next Newman? There isn't one because they all suck. They're all woke. They can't fuck. They have no balls. There's no originality whatsoever. All they're concerned about is their paycheck. And you don't think so? Go over to their YouTube channel, and all they're fucking worried about is their monetization. They're not worried about their creativity. They're not worried about changing anybody's mind on anything. They're just cucks. They're woke cucks that write complete bullshit. Like the Goldbergs. You throw the old guy off because he's like, this script sucks. This script sucks so goddamn bad, I don't even want to be on the fucking show anymore. Oh, he's very mean. We had to take him off the show, and then we killed him because he was mean. He actually said, hey, I'm a comedian. I'm on a show that's actually funny, Curb Your Enthusiasm, okay? And this shit you write every week, this woke shit that you're here just to make ABC money, isn't creative, isn't groundbreaking, and it, quite frankly, it fucking sucks. There isn't a network show on right now that's worth a shit that you're going to fucking stay home to watch. There's no creativity. There's not. It's stale. So maybe it's time to get rid of all of you. Maybe it's time not to renew your deal. Maybe it's time not to renew the actor's deal. Maybe everybody's making too much money to begin with and they want more. They're like, we've given you too much money to begin with. We put the writers that write for Jimmy Fallon are making millions of dollars. And it's just shit every night. It's just shit. Oh, let's play some games. Oh, that's original. Let's redo the Steve Allen show. All right, that's awesome. That's fucking real original. Nothing's good. You deserve a raise. You don't deserve to have your contract renewed. And it's time maybe for a new union to start of fucking creative people that aren't afraid to say what we want to fucking say. Or you could cave in, give these fucking cocksucker, these fucking pieces of shit, by the way. Writers are pieces of shit. They're people that make money. I made more money writing, and I didn't even do any fucking, I just sat in a corner. I didn't even say anything. And they're like, do you like this? Uh-huh. Yep. All right. Do I get my check on the way out, or they mail it? Think this is funny? Oh, it's hilarious. Oh, you guys are right on. Yep. People in Mid-America, they really care about gay people, and you know, they're really into that kind of stuff. So yeah, write more of that. Yeah, there you go. Write some more unfunny jokes that people, other than in your little clique, understand. I mean, keep it up, Saturday Night Live. Keep going. New York comedy, it's so great. New York comedy, I've had enough. I've had enough. And I wish, my dream is, that the Screen Actors and the screenwriters don't get the contracts renewed. And we have to, and we're going to start hiring people that are talented. And we're not going to put, we're not going to play this fucking game where I have to put a certain race or a certain ethnic person into a television program. Just to, that's what it is. All right, we need this. Isn't that racist? So this is the fork in the road we're going to make. Do we want, for the rest of our lives, do we want stale, woke films bowing down to China? Or do we want, I don't know, edgy, new ideas, new concepts, new. Do we want something new? Something with some soul and some heart, not written for money, written because it's an art form. You think I'm wrong? Go back and watch Good Times. That was groundbreaking. Watch The Jeffersons. Watch Seinfeld. Watch Cheers. Watch all of these shows. MASH, for Christ's sakes. Edgy, fun, fresh new ideas. The Twilight Zone, fresh ideas every week. People have been watching SVU and NCIS for 30 years, and it's the same fucking show every week. It's time to shake up the industry. Yeah. Why wouldn't a studio fire all these people? Because none of them are creative. And you're going to have to come underground. You're going to have to do what I'm doing. You're going to have to come in. You're going to have to fight everybody. You're going to have to get canceled. You're going to get thrown out. You're going to have to go in to log to your account and be thrown off because you're doing something that nobody else is doing. And you're all scared of me. You're all scared of me. You got to ban me. Throw them off. Nobody can hear them. That's why I know what I'm doing is right. That's what I know, what I'm doing is different than anything else. That's why I come on every goddamn night, because I am creative. I'm a creative guy. And I could write my ass off around any motherfucker right now, but I can't, and that I couldn't with handcuffs on. I can't write shows like that. I can't write with these guys with the handcuffs on. Can't do it no more. Never writing again like that. Never. I got enough money now. So it gets to the point, you know, where you do have enough money. If you know how to plan right and know how to invest, a very, you don't have to bow. Once you have your own money, you can flip your middle finger off to the woke culture. And that's what I've done. I don't need more money. I don't need this show to be successful. That's the difference. I don't care if I'm on YouTube, right? I don't have an ego. I don't have to be everywhere. I have my audience, like I said, a million times, and that's all I need. And if I could come back, if I could wake up tomorrow and see that all of the studios said, you know what, we're done. We're done with all the unions in Hollywood. We're done with all of you. Good luck. Go do it on your own. Go do it on your own. Go ahead. Go find somebody else to give you $100-something million to watch a guy in tights jumping up and down on a building. Go ahead and find someone else to do that for you. Go ahead. I'm a writer. I'm supposed to be on strike. I'm supposed to support the writers, but I don't support the writers. Because quite frankly, like I've said on this last rant for 10,000 times, they all suck. They all suck. And all you're doing is contributing to this fucking, I don't even know what you're doing to the, you're ruining the kids. Kids have no sense of fucking humor. I sit and watch some of that YouTube shit that fucking 16 and 17-year-olds watch. They're fucking retarded. That's all you've done. That's more child abuse than a guy listening to Sam Kinison growing up. All right. I've talked enough. To wrap up, fuck the writers and fuck the actors. Let's just push them out and let's start over. Let's start over from scratch. Fuck the Academy Awards. Fuck Hollywood. Nobody lives in Hollywood anymore anyways. Nobody's filming in Hollywood. Most people are filming in Georgia anyways. We don't need Hollywood. You don't need the actors and the writers. There's right now I could write you a fucking show. I'll cross the picket line. Right now. Right fucking now I'll cross the picket line. Had it with you people. Had it with the writers. They're horrible. Horrible people. They don't deserve any raises. They don't deserve anything. Get straight the fuck off. And the actors, like I said, I could find a fucking actor anywhere. Anywhere. You give me 2 days, I can replace any Hollywood actor and they'll be just as good. Fucking child, if a child can do what you do, your job isn't that special, okay? If a fucking 5-year-old can act, your job isn't that special. If you're a guitar player, you're not that special. Fucking 5-year-olds can outplay you now. All right, you're not that special. You're not talented. You have no talent. All you have to do is an ability to transfer words on a page out of your voice, out of your mouth, out of your voice. Oh, good. That's it. You're not special. You're not talented. Actors aren't talented. Anybody can do what they do. Anybody. Been on so many sets, and I'm like, God, these guys are fucking idiots. They're real fucking idiots. All right. See? Dead IB, man. I'm telling you. I swear by it. If you're ever hungover or you party too hard, go to your hospital. Find a doctor. They'll give you an IV. Oh, my God, it's just the fluids. You can just feel them running back through your veins. You can just feel your life coming back to you. I could do this rant for 6 hours because, like I said, I've just been looking for something to watch today because I was going to hang out. I want to watch a movie tonight. And I'm looking at all the movies, and I'm like, this is, oh, boy, there's nothing good out. There's nothing good out. All right. I said enough. I said too much. I'm not even doing this. I think I'm just talking to myself again. All right, we'll be back again tomorrow night. Monday night is the Johnny Kuss Show. Monday night. Tomorrow night, followed by Dirtbag Diaries on Tuesday. We changed Dirtbag Diaries to We Do What We Do, where we don't apologize because this is what we do. We do what we do. Enough of the ramblings of a stoned man in a hotel. Las Vegas. I kick ass tomorrow at work. Kick ass on New Beginnings and kick ass on everything because we do what we do and we love it. Good night, everybody.